Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Jackie.
Asante, Dr. Jackie.
You know, Pastor Tom is a nice guy.
Pastor Tom ni mtu mzuri.
But Sister Jackie's much prettier.
Sister Jack ni mzuri zaidi.
Well, praise the Lord. We're talking about meditating in Scripture. This whole concept of meditating in Scripture is something I did not understand early in my life. But after I discovered the concept of meditation in Scripture, the more that I understood the Word of God, and the more I was able to effectively teach the Word of God, I can honestly tell you this day, if it were not for these principles of meditation, I would not be able to teach here today. So far, what we've learned is this. You have to take an entire book or an entire passage and study it in its entirety, reading it over and over and over again. Along with this, we need to pray in tongues. We'll talk more about praying in tongues a little bit later. But the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And as I sow the Word of God into me, I read. I am sowing into my life, into my heart, the very words the Holy Spirit gave. Then as I begin to pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit is able to take those words and bring understanding to me. Along with praying in tongues and reading the passages, I need to keep a notepad handy. Because what will happen is this. As I am reading through the passage, many times, and I'm praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to me. And he will begin giving me deeper understanding of what is recorded in the Word of God. As he is giving me that understanding, it is important for me to write it down. Because what he is giving me is that which I am to teach others. Some people like to use their phone, or they'll get a little recorder, and they will speak into these things what the Holy Spirit is telling them. But the important thing is this. Document what you are learning. As a pastor, these things that you're learning are things that ultimately you will teach your people. These principles of meditation, they were taught to me. I applied them to my life. And now I'm teaching them to you. Now that you're hearing them, you are to apply them to your life. You are to put them in practice. And when you fully understand them, you begin teaching them to your people. This is how you effectively feed the flock. As you are doing all of this meditation, as you are reading again and again, some people want to do word studies. They want to get Greek and Hebrew dictionaries. They want to get commentaries. They want to study the meaning of every single word. They want to find out what other people have said about these passages. But that is not what you're after. Many years ago, I used commentaries. But the more I meditated, the way that I'm teaching you, I stopped using commentaries. And I can honestly tell you today, it is extremely rare that I will ever look in a commentary. Sometimes I will look in the Greek or the Hebrew to understand certain words. But one thing the Holy Spirit can do, He can teach you the meaning of a passage even if you don't look up all the Greek and Hebrew. There are times He has spoken to me and given me the definition of something. Then when I look up the definition in a Greek or Hebrew, what I read in the Greek or Hebrew dictionary is the same thing the Holy Spirit spoke to me. All too often, preachers think they have to rely more on outside information than the inside information of the Holy Spirit. Now, what I want to do at this time is walk you through a passage of Scripture and teach this passage to you and show you how meditation works. Please turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10.
Yohana sura ya 10.
And in John chapter 10, look at verse 10.
Yohana 10 sura mstari wa 10.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Mwivi haja ili aibe na kuchinja na kuharibu. Mimi nalikuja ili wewe uwe na uzwewe, wawe na uzima kisha wawe na utele.
How many of you have heard it taught?
Wangapi wenu ambao wamefundishwa?
That the thief in this passage is Satan. How many have heard that? That's not totally incorrect. But that is not what Jesus was saying. And I'm going to explain that to you. But also look in John chapter 10, beginning in verse 27. And beginning in 27,
kuanzia mstari wa 27,
my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Anasema kondoo wangu waisikia sauti yangu. Nami nawajua, nao wanifuata. Nami nawapa uzima wa milele, wala hawatapotea kamwe, wala hakuna mtu atakaye waponyoka katika mikono yangu.
When I was growing up in church, when I was growing up in church,
wakati nilikuwa ninakuwa katika kanisa,
verses 28 and
29
were used to teach me,
walikuwa wananifundisha,
once saved, always saved,
ya kwamba ukiokoka mara moja umeokoka kila siku,
that you can never lose your salvation,
ya kwamba hauwezi ukapoteza wokovu wako,
that you can never be plucked out of God's hand. But that is not what Jesus is saying. So let's find out what he's really saying.
Sasa wacha tujue ni Yesu anasema nini.
And let's find out who the thief really is.
Na tujue huyu mwizi ni nani.
This story begins all the way back in John chapter 9. To understand John chapter 10, we have to begin in John chapter
9.
So beginning in verse 1, it says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth." John 9 verse 1.
Hata alipokuwa akipita alimwona mtu kipofu tangu kuzaliwa.
And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?"
Wanafunzi wake wakamuuliza wakisema, "Rabai, ni yupi aliyetenda dhambi, mtu huyu au wazazi wake, hata akazaliwa kipofu?"
Now we need to think about what we've read in these two verses.
Ni lazima tuwaze juu ya mambo ambayo tumeyasoma hapa.
We have a man who was born blind.
Kuna mtu ambaye amezaliwa kipofu.
His disciples asked a question.
Na wanafunzi wa Yesu wakamuuliza swali.
Who sinned?
Ni Henry Chunga.
This man or his parents, that he was born blind.
Henry Chunga ni kosoma gijonyo wale emomio no nyole kaindo muofu.
This means they believe something happened to this man while he was still in his mother's womb that caused him to be born blind. In other words, they were thinking that either his parents sinned, or while he was still in the womb, he sinned. How in the world can anybody who is still in their mother's womb commit sin? But these disciples believed that. And not only did they believe that, they believed his blindness was a punishment from God because somebody had sinned. So in their minds, here's what they believe. If you are a Jew and you were born blind,
na umezaliwa ukiwa kipofu,
that means your parents sinned,
inamaanisha kwamba wazazi wako waliasi,
or you sinned in your mother's womb,
ama wewe mwenyewe ulitenda dhambi wakati uko kwenye tumbo la mama yako,
and God has poured out judgment for that sin,
na Mungu akatoma ghadhabu kwako,
and you have been born blind,
na ikafanya ukazaliwa kipofu.
Well, look what Jesus said. Now remember, what is the question? The question is, who sinned? Which resulted in God pouring out judgment. Now here's the answer. Jesus says, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents." They wanted to know who had sinned. Jesus said, "Nobody sinned." In other words, this man's blindness is not a result of God blinding him. This man's blindness is not a result of judgment. In other words, God did not make this man blind. But Jesus not only answers the question, he begins clarifying what is a work of God. He says, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing.
Imekupasa kuzifanya kazi zake yeye aliyenipeleka. Maadamu ni mchana usiku waja asipoweza mtu kufanya kazi. Muda nilipo ulimwengu, ni mimi ni nuru ya ulimwengu. Alipokwisha kusema hayo, alitema mate chini, akafanya tope kwa yale mate. Akampaka kipofu tope za macho. Akamwambia, nenda kanawe katika birika ya Silaumi. Maana yake aliyetumwa. Basi akaenda na kunao. Akarudi anaona.
In other words, Jesus is saying this.
Kwa njia nyingine Yesu asema hivi.
You believe that somebody has sinned and that this man's blindness is a work of God.
Ya kwamba unaamini mtu ametenda dhambi na upofu ya huyu mtu ni kazi yake Mungu.
And he's saying, but nobody sinned and this man's blindness is not a work of God.
Na anasema kwamba hakuna mtu aliyetenda dhambi na upofu wa huyu mtu sio kazi ya Mungu.
But if you want to see a work of God, just watch me.
Na ukitaka kuona kazi yake Mungu basi nitazame.
So that God's works can be made manifest, I am going to do the work of God.
Ili kazi ya Mungu ipate kudhihirishwa, ninaenda kutenda kazi yake Mungu.
And Jesus spit and made the mud and he put it on that man's eyes.
To Yesu noloso chuodho kosemu dhalao, to kao chuodho noto kete wangatno.
And he told the man to go wash. And the man went and washed and came back seeing. The work of God was not making the man blind. The work of God was restoring that man's sight. And too many Christians today, they believe God made this man blind just so he could prove how great he is. But I already know the greatness of God. He created this universe. I don't need to see God make somebody blind just so he can give them vision and impress me with what he can do. This blindness was not a work of God, but the giving of sight was the work of God. And the man's blindness was not judgment for sin. But in the church today, there are many pastors who teach that your physical injury, your physical sickness, your handicap, is God judging you for sin? But what Christians don't understand is that God already passed the judgment on Jesus Christ. Listen to me this day. God does not make you sick to judge you for sin. He doesn't hurt your body to judge you for sin. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. He said, I've come to heal the sick. God doesn't make people sick. God doesn't make people injured. Because if that was the will of God, healing would not be the will of God. This man was not blind because of judgment. This man was just born blind. But God was saying, the blindness is not my will. My will is for this man to see. And Jesus did the works of God. And he gave that man vision. But this brings up a greater question. How in the world did the disciples ever come to the conclusion that that man or his parents could have sinned before he was born that caused him to be blind? Somebody had to teach that to them.
And
so for their whole lives they have been living with the belief that God is the one who does stuff like this. But Jesus comes along and he's proving to them that the teaching you've been hearing is not of God. I am standing before you today correcting this wrong doctrine by doing the true work of God and giving this man his sight. In verse 8 we continue. The neighbors therefore, when they which before had seen him that was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight.
Wengine wakasema ndiye, wengine wakasema la. Lakini amefanana naye. Yeye mwenyewe alisema, mimi ndiye. Basi wakamwambia, macho yako yalifunguliwa na kufunguliwaje? Yeye akajibu, mtu yule aitwaye Yesu alifanya tope, akanipaka macho, akaniambia niende Silaomu ukanawe. Basi nikaenda na kunawa nikapata kuona.
So here's this man, he's received his sight. He's been blind all of his life. Everybody that knew him only knew him as being blind. Now all of a sudden here he is standing up. His eyes are clear. He's able to see. He can walk without stumbling. People have never seen him like this. And they're wondering, is this really the man? And he says, yes, it's me. Well, how did you get your vision? You were born blind. He said, well, Jesus made this mud and now I'm healed. Well, this got the people curious. And in verse 12, then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought him to the Pharisees, him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes.
Wakamwambia, yuko wapi huyu? Akasema, mimi sijui. Basi wakamleta kwa mafarisayo, yule aliyekuwa kipofu zamani. Nae ilikuwa sabato hapo Yesu alipofanya zile tope na kumfumua macho.
Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was great division among them.
Basi mafarisayo wakamuuliza tena, jinsi gani ulivyopata kuona? Akawaambia, alinitia matope juu ya macho, nami nikanawa na sasa naona. Basi baadhi ya mafarisayo wakasema, mtu huyu hakutoka kwa Mungu kwa sababu haishiki sabato. Wengine wakasema, awezaje mtu mwenye dhambi kufanya ishara kama hizo? Kukawa matengano kati yao.
They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning the man that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see?
Basi wakamwambia yule kipofu mara ya pili, Wewe wasemaje katika habari zake kwa vile alivyokufumbua macho? Akasema ni nabii. Basi Wayahudi hawakusadiki habari zake ya kuwa alikuwa kipofu kisha akapata kuona. Hata alipowaita wazazi wake yule aliyepata kuona, wakawauliza wakisema, Huyu ndiye mwana wenu ambaye mnasema kwamba alizaliwa kipofu? Amepataje basi kuona sasa?
So here the parents have been called in to testify on behalf of their son.
Wazazi waliitwa ili watoe ushuhuda kuhusu mwanawe.
His parents answered them and said, His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue.
Wazazi wake wakajibu wakasema, Tunajua ya kuwa huyu ndiye mwana wetu, tena na kuwa alizaliwa kipofu. Lakini jinsi anavyoona sasa hatujui, wala hatujui ni nani aliyemfumua macho. Muulizeni yeye mwenyewe, yeye ni mtu mzima, atajisemea mwenyewe. Wazazi wake waliyasema haya kwa sababu waliwaogopa Wayahudi, kwa maana Wayahudi walikuwa wamekwisha kuafikiana kwamba mtu akikiri kuwa Yesu ni Kristo atatengwa na sinagogi. Ndiyo sababu wale wazazi wake wakasema, ni mtu mzima, muulizeni yeye.
Now here's the problem.
Shida ni hili.
If the parents were to say that Jesus indeed opened the blind eyes of our son, he is the Christ.
Ni shida nini kwa mikadine yonyuale watini adier nyafiwa ni noya wange kodi Yesu dinobedo ni kichandu.
And the religious leaders of the Jews had already made a declaration that if anybody stands up and confesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, they will be put out of the synagogue. In other words, they will be excommunicated from the Jews. And the Jews had been taught that if they were ever excommunicated, that they had no chance for repentance and were bound for hell for all eternity. So the Jews had this fear of the religious leaders. Because the religious leaders had led them to believe, we have the power to cast you out of the synagogue and condemn you to hell. And this is why the parents said, well, you need to ask our son. Because the parents didn't want to face excommunication. So in verse 24, then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.
Basi mara ya pili wakamuita yule mtu aliyekuwa
24.
Basi mara ya pili wakamuita yule mtu aliyekuwa kipofu, wakamwambia, mpe Mungu utukufu. Sisi tunajua ya kuwa mtu huyu ni mwenye dhambi.
That statement, give God the praise,
iyo tamshi ya kwamba utukufu uwe kwa Mungu,
means you tell the truth before Almighty God. And they said, we know this man is a sinner. Well, the man who had received his sight began to speak. Verse
25.
He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
Basi yule mtu akamjibu kwamba yeye ni mwenye dhambi. Basi yule mtu akamjibu kwamba yeye ni mwenye dhambi. Yeye ni mwenye dhambi. Sijui. Najua neno moja. Kuwa mimi nilikuwa kipofu na sasa naona. Basi nawaambia, alikutendea nini? Alimfungua macho jinsi gani? Akawajibu, nimekwisha kuambia wala hamkusikia. Mbona mnataka kusikia tena? Ninyi nanyi mnataka kuwe mwe wanafunzi wake?
In other words, this man is saying, you're wanting me to tell you the truth, to give God the praise. Well, I've already told you the truth. Are you wanting me to repeat the truth because you want to be his disciple? Well, he knew better than that. But he wasn't going to lie. Now continue with this. Verse 28. Then they reviled the man and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses, but as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
Basi wakamshutumu wakasema, wewe hu mwanafunzi wake yule. Sisi tu wanafunzi wa Musa. Sisi tunajua ya kuwa Mungu alisema na Musa.
The man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
Yule mtu akawajibu akawaambia, hii ni ajabu. Kwamba ninyi mnajua atatoka naye alimfungua macho. Twajua ya kuwa Mungu hawashikii wenye dhambi, bali mtu akiwa na mcha Mungu na kuyafanya mapenzi yake humsikia huyo. Tokea hapo haijasikika ya kuwa mtu amemfumbua macho ya kipofu ambaye alizaliwa ali hilo. Kama huyo angali sotoka kwa Mungu, asingeweza kwenda neno lalote. Wakajibu wakamwambia, ama wewe ulizaliwa katika dhambi tupu, nawe unatufundisha sisi? Wakamtoa nje.
This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible.
Ili ni andiko ambayo naipenda zaidi katika Biblia.
Because this man turns the teaching around on to the Pharisees themselves. It's as though he's saying this. All of our lives, you gentlemen have taught us this. That God will not hear the words of a sinner. But if a man is a worshiper of God and does his will, God hears him. Since the world began, nobody has been able to open the eyes of a blind man who was born blind. In other words, you're telling me that you're of God, but none of you have ever been able to open the eyes of a blind man. You tell me you're a worshiper of God, but you left me blind my whole life. Then this man comes in and opens my eyes. If he were not of God, he could do nothing. And look what happened in verse 34. Pay very close attention to this. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out.
Wakajibu wakamwambia, ama wewe ulizaliwa katika dhambi tupu, nawe utatufundisha sisi? Wakamtoa nje.
Remember earlier, the disciples wanted to know who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind.
Kumbuka ya kwamba pale mwanzo wanafunzi wa Yesu walitaka wajue kwamba ni dhambi ya nani ambayo ilimfanya huyu akazaliwa kipofu, ni dhambi zake ama dhambi za wazazi wake.
Here we see the religious leaders telling this man,
hapa tunaona viongozi wa dini wakiambia huyu mtu,
you were born in sins and that's why you're blind.
Ulizaliwa katika dhambi ndiposa ukazaliwa kipofu.
Now we know where the disciples got this teaching.
Sasa tunajua wanafunzi wa Yesu walitoa mafundisho haya wapi.
It was the religious leaders that had been teaching this.
Ni hao viongozi wa dini ndio wamekuwa wamewafundisha hivyo.
And now that they have been confronted with the error of their own teaching,
sasa siku imefika ambayo wamepandana na ile uovu wa mafundisho yao,
instead of seeking for more truth,
ili kutafuta, badala ya kutafuta ukweli wote,
it says they cast him out.
Wakamfukuza kutoka kwa hekalu.
That phrase, cast him out, it means they excommunicated him. In other words, don't mess with us.
Hallelujah.
We're the religious leaders.
Sisi ndio viongozi wa dini.
We know what's right.
Tunajua kilicho kweli.
You're just an old fool.
Wewe ni mpumbavu tu.
We cast you out.
Tunakufukuza utoke.
We excommunicate you.
Tunakufukuza.
and we sentence you to an eternity in hell.
Na tunakupeleka milele katika gehena.
Well, verse
35.
Jesus heard that they had cast him out or excommunicated him, and when he went, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be blind. Though some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, you would have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth.
Yesu akasikia kwamba wamemtoa nje, na ilipomwona alisema, Wewe, wamuamini mwana wa Mungu? Na haya kajibu akasema, Ni nani, Bwana, nipate kumuamini? Yesu akamwambia, Umemuona nae anayesema nawe ndiye. Akasema, Naamini Bwana. Akamsujudu. Yesu akasema, Mimi nimekuja ulimwenguni humu kwa hukumu, ili wao wasioona waone, nao wanaoona wawe vipofu. Baadhi ya Mafarisayo walikuwapo pamoja naye, wakasikia nayo wakamwambia, Je, sisi tu vipofu? Yesu akamwambia, Kama mngekuwa vipofu, msingekuwa na dhambi. Lakini sasa mwasema twaona, basi dhambi yenu inakaa.
There were Pharisees right there with that formerly blind man and Jesus. When Jesus said, Yes, I'm the Son of God who's standing here and talking with you, he was declaring himself to be the Christ. And the Pharisees became indignant with him. And Jesus was saying, If you truly believed, you wouldn't have the spiritual blindness of sin in your life. If you were blinded by your own traditions, you could see the truth standing before your eyes. Now notice, that is the end of chapter
9.
And that chapter 10 begins next. But chapter 10 is a continuation of what began in chapter 9. Jesus says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Yesu akawambia, Amini, amini, nawambia, ye asiyeingia mlangoni katika zizi la kondoo, lakini aweaye penginepo, huyu ni mwizi, naye ni mnyang'anyi. Aingiaye mlangoni mchungaji wa kondoo, bawabu hamfungulia huyo, na kondoo humsikia sauti yake, naye hawaita kondoo wake kwa majina yao na kuwapeleka nje, naye hawatoapo nje kondoo wake wote hawatangulii, na wale kondoo humfuata, kwa maana haijua sauti yake. Mgeni hawatamfuata kabisa, bali watamkimbia, kwa maana hawazijui sauti wa mgeni.
Jesus is using a lot of symbolism here.
Yesu weyo kuwa mngero mangeni.
The sheepfold is the kingdom of God.
Rombe gin nyithi pinyruo.
He's saying, There are two different doctrines being taught here. One doctrine is that of the Pharisees and religious leaders. They're telling you that they are the ones you have to go through to enter the sheepfold.
Anasema kwamba wao viongozi wa madini na wafarisayo ndio inakupasa uwapitie ndio uingie katika lango la zizi la kondoo.
They're telling you they have the power.
Wanakuambia kwamba wao wanaweza
to keep you out of the sheepfold.
Kukuweka nje ya zizi la kondoo.
And in verse 7, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly."
Mstari wa saba kuendelea, basi Yesu akawaambia tena, amini nawaambieni, mimi ndimi mlango wa kondoo. Wote waliotangulia ni wevi na wanyang'anyi, lakini kondoo hawakuwasikia. Mimi ndimi mlango. Mtu aingiaye kwa mimi ataokoka, ataingia na kutoka, naye atapata malisho. Mwivi haja ili aibe na kuchinja na kuharibu. Mimi nalikuja ili wawe na uzima, kisha wawe nao tele.
Notice in verse 8, Jesus says, "The people who came before me are thieves and robbers."
Ngia katika mstari wa 8, Yesu sema, wale ambao walikuja mbele ni wevi na wanyang'anyi.
In verse 10, he says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy."
Na katika mstari wa 10, asema mwizi haja ila aibe na kuchinja na kuharibu.
The thief in verse 10 is not specifically Satan.
Ile mwivi kwa sura kwa mstari wa 10 sio kabisa kwamba ni shetani.
It's the people who have come before him.
Ni wale ambao walimtangulia.
The people who are standing up and telling the Jews, "We're the way into the kingdom of God."
Wale ambao walikuwa wanasimama mbele wakiambia Wayahudi ya kwamba sisi ndio tuna mamlaka.
"We are the door that you go through to get to God."
Walikuwa wanaambia kwamba sisi ndio lango ya kuingia katika zizi.
And Jesus is saying, "They aren't the door. I am the door unto the Father."
Yesu wakinigini aun okun dhoot. An Yesu anedot mardon.
All of these teachings that those people have been giving you have been stealing you away from the truth of Almighty God. And when you are stolen away from the truth of Almighty God, you are robbed of His presence and robbed of His glory. And it begins to destroy any kind of walk that you could have with Him. But He says, verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and scattereth the sheep."
Mimi ndimi mchungaji mwema. Mchungaji mwema utoa uhai wake kwa ajili ya kondoo. Mtu wa biashara wala si mchungaji ambaye kondoo si mali yake. Umwona mbwa mwitu anakuja anachunga, akawaacha kondoo na kukimbia, na mbwa mwitu uamkamata na kuwatawanya.
He says, "I am the good shepherd."
Anasema mimi ndimi mchungaji mwema.
These religious leaders that you've been looking at,
hao viongozi wa kidini ambao mmekuwa mkiwatazama,
the ones you've been listening to,
ambao mmekuwa mkiwasikia,
they're nothing but hirelings.
Hao ni ambao wameandikwa.
They're only concerned about how much you give them.
Hao wanachukulika tu na kiwango ambayo mnawapatia.
They're only concerned about looking good in front of you.
Hao wanachukulika tu na kuonyesha wema mbele yenu.
They're not concerned about truth. And they are destroying you with wrong doctrine. And he says, but I, on the other hand, I am the door. And I will give my life for you. I am not a hireling. I am a servant of Almighty God. I am a son of God. And I am going to die so you can live. And it is through me alone that you will be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Now jump over to verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Kondo wangu ulisikia sauti yangu, nami nawajua, nao wanifuata, nami nawapa uzima wa milele, wala hawatapotea kamwe, wala hakuna mtu atakayewapokonya katika mkono wangu.
He's saying, listen, the religious leaders have been telling you all this time that they have the supreme power to excommunicate you, that they have the supreme power to kick you out of fellowship with God, that they have the power and the authority to sentence you to hell and to separate you from God for all eternity. But I want you to know this day that no man has that kind of power. That none of these religious leaders can separate you from God and sentence you to hell. These religious leaders have lied to you. And I will give you the life that will keep you with God for all eternity. When you put your faith in me and keep it in me, you shall never perish, but you shall live forever with Almighty God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Please stand to your feet. Praise God.